the Shapira Scrolls, also called Moabite Deuteronomy, translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2024, published by Digital Ink Productions in 2026. Forward. The Shapira Scrolls, also known as the Shapira Manuscript or Moabite Deuteronomy, are a collection of leather strips supposedly discovered in the Arnon Valley of modern Jordan in the 1860s. While they were initially accepted as authentic by the Jewish antiquities dealer Moses Shapira, they were later discredited as forgeries by German and British biblical scholars. Since the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls in the 1940s, there have been several scholars who have called into question the claims that the leather strips were a forgery. However, their whereabouts is unknown, and therefore no modern analysis of the leather strips is possible. Several reasons were given for the initial claims that the strips were a forgery, including the script, language, and content. The script is a form of Phoenician, similar to the Moabite script of the 800s BCE. However, the language includes imperial Aramaic terms not used until the Persian era, several centuries later. The content is not a match for any surviving translation of Deuteronomy, however, it does include many parallel statements. Some of the statements are somewhat heretical, however they do seem similar to the beliefs of the Hasidian and Tobian sects, reported to have been living in the region under Greek rule between 330 and 240 BCE. Moses Shapira had previously been involved in the discovery and authentication of both authentic and fraudulent artifacts for the museums and universities of Europe, including five scrolls inscribed on leather sold in 1870, that were later assumed to be forgeries in 1884 and have subsequently disappeared. His biggest swindle was thousands of fake Moabite artifacts labeled as Moabitica, which were apparently dug up at a site in the Arnon Valley of modern Jordan. These artifacts included stone heads and clay vessels inscribed with Moabite text, and were dug up by both Shapira's workers and German scholars, who later assumed Shapira's people hid the artifacts there for them to find. The Altars Museum in Berlin bought the largest collection of these artifacts at 1,700. However, there were additional sales to other institutions and individuals across Europe, and the total number of artifacts is unknown. In 1873, the French Orientalist Charles Clermont Ganneau, who had been involved in the authentication of the Moabite Mesher Stele in 1868, became suspicious of the number of Moabite artifacts that Shapira's team was uncovering. At the time, Clermont Ganneau was working as a translator at the French embassy in Jerusalem, and he started a private into Salim Al-Khoury, Shapira's Arab partner. Like Clermont Ganneau, Al-Khoury was a linguist and could have theoretically faked ancient Moabite. Clermont Ganneau's investigation connected Al-Khoury with Arab craftsmen who had made the clay Moabitica, and a stonemason who he theorized had carved the Moabitica stone heads. When the forgeries were discovered, only Al-Khoury was implicated, and Shapira claimed that he had also been fooled by Al-Khoury's forgeries like the German scholars. The German institutions initially rejected the claims the Moabitica were forgeries, as they had published many papers on them, and some German scholars had been involved in the digs. However, they eventually accepted the proof that Al-Khoury had been making the clay artifacts. It is unclear if the original artifacts were actually forgeries, however. The scandal led to all the Moabitica being